my opinion is not going to change on it. I think active travel is completely premature and at the beginning is we're not ready for it. We need our town bus service, we need our Outer Link roads or Northern Relief Road or Southern Relief Road. We need all our ducks in a row. We need everything working together before we introduce active travel. And, you know, I've always said that. And, you know, the last meeting we had here, I asked for the Kilmacrennan Road to be deferred. That hasn't happened. The update I got today is the works are going to continue. Again, I've asked today for to be deferred, and it's not looking likely. And again, we got documentation today that the Ballyrain to Polestar roundabout now is going to commence now in the next 2 weeks. And again, I've asked for it to be deferred as well, Donald, because the reason being is, like I said, I think it's premature. We're running on out of the mouth of Christmas, and you know, our businesses are going to struggle. The town is at loggerheads at the minute. It's jammed no matter what road you go on, whether it's Glen Swilly, whether it's a four lane, whether it's on over the mountain top coming in from Remelton. It's jammed. And you know, like to be told here today that the Ballyrain Road the works is going to be commenced during night time, that's all well and good. But there's still going to be end up barriers up during the day, and this is going to hinder the traffic again. And for anyone to tell me that this is not adding to the traffic congestion in the town, I don't believe that for 1 second. And you know, Donald, I'll go as far as saying I think common sense has gone out the window here. Today I've requested that we sit down, we have our meeting with all the executives and the team within Rhodes, along with our chief executive as well of Donegal County Council, to have a good conversation on this active travel going forward, because it was my opinion and that I was told that this money it was lose it, or use it or lose it. But you know, the last workshop we had, I was led to believe that in other parts of the county, and since that I've engaged with councillors in other parts of the country, where they have been able to use this active travel on different areas such as road safety, like installing ramps, crossings and stuff like that. And you know, I want clarity on that going forward, because if it's a case that we can use that money, I think it'll be better spent in that direction.